This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's primary election day in Florida, Arizona, and Oklahoma. Around the country, nearly half the primary candidates will be first-timers, which has become something of a hallmark of this election season. Between now and Election Day, we're going to check in with some of those newcomers in a periodic series we're calling Campaign 101. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams went to Delaware, which holds its primary next week, to talk to one candidate about building a staff for what is probably a temp job during what economists see as a time of full employment.
Delaware hasn't sent a Republican to the Senate since 2001, so for Democratic hopefuls, the primary may as well be the election. That means you need to be staffed up, election style, earlier than usual. I met up with first-time candidate Carrie Evelyn Harris in July, just as she and her expanding team were moving into new headquarters in a small office building near downtown Wilmington.
So it's $1,000 a month, and they want it 2 months at a time, so not bad, right?
Renting month to month is probably a smart move in a race as tough as this one. Harris is challenging three-term incumbent Tom Carper. He's raised more than $3 million. She's brought in just under $47,000. Plus, Harris acknowledges she's not your typical Senate candidate.
I always make the joke I'm a lot of otherness, right?
She's biracial and openly gay, just one of many non-traditional candidates hoping to get to Washington. She's also a community organizer, which gave her a big network to tap for staff, like volunteer coordinator Kirsten Walther.
I have been there since the first meeting back in January.
How many of you were there back then?
About six of us, six or seven.
They helped get the campaign off the ground. Now, Walther is one of about a dozen people buzzing about the new offices, hanging posters and stacking campaign literature. Volunteers are crucial to a campaign, and Harris has more than 500 of them. But you also need experienced staffers who might like to be paid.
This is my first week on the campaign.
Vanessa Clifford is Harris's deputy campaign manager, and she knows how to rally a crowd.
When I say Della, you say where? Della.
Where?
Della.
Clifford is on loan to the Harris campaign from the Working Families Party. Other staff have come courtesy of Justice Democrats, the group that assisted Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in her surprise primary win in New York. Staff like Deputy Field Director Bilal Tahir. He says Delaware is refreshingly different.
A lot of parts in New York City, people don't open doors, period. Here, they will actually have a conversation with you.
Harris says merging longtime staff with new arrivals can be a challenge.
The good thing is we're all organizers, so we're used to working with random people.
And in the end, you're just glad to have them. In Wilmington, Delaware, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.